If you're looking to get your taxes done, contact Wildlife Tax Service. Email wildlifetaxservice@gmail.com or contact wildlifetaxservices.com. Or you can contact Wildlife Tax Services at 1-708-517-6281. My brother Cootie shot the Kanye documentary. We giving him his roses today on Riders Live. Let's get it.
They call him
What's good, fam?
Chilling. Hey, I can't see your face. There you go. I see you. You chilling for real.
Yeah, leaning back.
Yeah, so basically we just gonna talk about the Kanye documentary. How you like the first episode?
It's beautiful, man. It's inspiring.
Like a lot of people don't know our brother Cootie shot the video and you was there the whole time. You want to talk about that experience, bro?
Yeah, he narrated it too. That's Cootie narrating it too.
Yeah, I heard him.
Yeah, he made this is inspirational to people, mothers and sons. I think it's going to bring families closer together.
Yeah, I think it is too. Together.
It's a story that makes makes parents believe in their children. When you see how him and Donda interact, him and his mom. Yeah, it's a good story, man. And I got another backstory to tell you about as soon as the room get full.
Okay. Hey, it was priceless the way Donda was spitting Kanye lyrics. She was quoting him. You feel me?
It makes you understand him a little more because she was his biggest fan. He lost his biggest fan, if you notice. Mama was his biggest fan, bro.
Yes,
she believed in him way before anybody believed in him, as you can see. So it's inspirational. Everything she spoke was prophetic. She spoke everything that happened. And she admitted, she told him that he had a slight arrogance problem. Mama summed it all up. She gave him the good and the bad. She was like, you're a little arrogant, but that is what it is. She kept it real all the way. Who else keep it that real with you, with mama, for real?
Nobody. Maybe your brother or sister after you take a couple of lumps, but most definitely moms.
Man, mom's got your back. And that was his biggest fan. This might help people understand him more, bro.
Yeah,
when you see that backbone that he had that just died like that all of a sudden, might understand him a little more.
Yeah,
For people who prejudge him and don't really know his story, this might help people to know their story a little more. They might have a little more compassion instead of just calling him crazy. He ain't crazy. Y'all ain't been through that, what he went through. Lost his number one fan.
Yeah, not only that, a lot of people, they just don't know him. They just judge him.
Right, yeah, prejudged. So this might help people understand his story a little more.
Yeah.
For real. He came from the bottom for real.
Yeah. Hey, you've been working with Channel Zero for years and years and years. You want to elaborate on that before we get into the good stuff?
What's finna happen is we finna do another one. Because Danny Sorge, the one that owned the barbershop, executive producer. So he got footage from Mellow Swing Barbershop. I think he's gonna do a spinoff. I think we're gonna do a spinoff, man. To be announced. I'm gonna let you know first.
No doubt. And a
this
skit.
Documentary opened doors. This documentary is gonna open a few doors. Yeah.
And some of those skits from back in the day that you participated in, they was crazy, Zeke. People
Shout
don't know about
Don,
that.
Shout out to Don C, Kanye's like right hand man, so to speak. He just got a job with the Chicago Bulls. Like a fashion designer for the Bulls. Yeah. Already, yeah. This happened after the documentary.
Yeah.
Don C, yeah.
Kanye been into the fashion forever. People don't know that. He a polo head.
Yeah, I think he was trying to break in the fashion industry and they was giving him a hard time. The powers that be don't want to let him in. They don't want to let him in the dough. So he figured out a way to go around them.
Yeah.
You can imagine all those rich designers, man. They don't want to let the brother in. The inner city brother.
No, they don't. Just like the Lloyds of London with the slavery shit. You know what I'm saying?
He's so big now. They'll be working for him.
people don't really know Kanye, but he been like this a long time.
Yeah.
The same.
It's funny that I never met him, but I know everybody around him. I'm tight with everybody around him. That's crazy, but I never met him, so I'm gonna keep it 100.
I never met him either.
I know everybody around him I'm close to. Yeah.
Yeah, like really close.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm gonna keep it 100 on that level. I feel like I know him, you know what I'm saying? Like, feel like you know somebody because you've been around the circle.
Yeah. Like through the Wire video, yo, that shit was gangster. He shot his own shit with his own money. That's that Chicago hustle. And Cootie shot that. Shout out Cootie to Cootie.
Designed that whole, Polaroid camera. He designed all that, man, yeah. Cootie be doing some innovative stuff, man. Even with the Benji documentary. He went and got the guy that killed Benji and brought him on stage, boy, at the premiere. Brought the guy on stage. And we was all in, like, amazement. Like, whoa. Yep, brought him on stage. And he did that himself, and it brought closure to the documentary to see dude apologetic.
Right. Brought
closure. And that was all Cootie's idea. That was all his idea. Yeah.
Shout out to Cootie again.
You know. Innovation. Man. His innovation. But like Bahamadia say, innovation. Innovation. The Bahamadia cut, man. Innovation.
Yeah, man. But
shout out to you and your podcast, Roddice, man. I'm proud of you, bro.
Thank you, man. We all doing things. I finally got you to get on it, but you know, I got to do another episode with you about the barber life.
Yeah, because I got plenty of jokes for that. I'm going to make it funny. I'm going to make it funny too, because I got plenty of jokes on that.
I already know the stuff we're going through, man.
Yeah. Got plenty of jokes, man. We got stories from all over the place.
I already know.
Yeah, you're going to have to do a podcast about barber life and the stuff we go through. Then you get all the barbers to chime in, and you'll be laughing all day. If we can tell you stuff we go through, you'll be laughing all day. And that'll be a bumping episode. I thought about that.
Yeah, like, people don't understand that God picked certain people to be barbers. You know.
Well, cool policemen, firemen as well. Dentists.
Yeah.
Surgeons, look how many surgeons save people's lives.
And you got to be able to deal with people as well, you know.
But
I can't wait to see the part two of the documentary. I know it's banging, man.
I mean, it's coming up Wednesday. I think it's Wednesday, so a couple of more days.
Yeah, it's like the number one stream thing on anything right now.
I like that Fresh Prince too, man. Bel-Air, that's off the chain too.
Yeah, Bel-Air, you know, I haven't gotten to see Bel-Air, but I like the fact that everybody talking about it, and I like how the uncle, you know, actually sitting down trying to take the time to tell Will, like, look, man, you know, I ain't your enemy. I've been you. You know what I'm saying? That's why you're here.
It's a perfect spinoff from the Fresh Prince. Perfect, man. Perfect. They did it perfect. Shout out to them.
And I'm glad that, you know, they actually letting Will Smith do it from his perspective, you know?
So it's hilarious that Carlton, when you think about Carlton going to school with them white kids, he doing Xanax and shit, snorting Xanax. That shit makes sense.
It
makes a lot of sense, man. It makes so much sense, man. The movie, yeah. And he was a little spoiled brat that was off Xanax, and it makes so much sense, bro. Man, it's a great ass movie. For real.
Hey, I'm gonna binge that shit. What episode is it on right now?
It's on Peacock. Streaming off Peacock. And it's on 3. They showed all 3. You can binge watch all 3. Yeah.
That's what's up.
Man, and Jeffrey the butler is off the chain, man. He cooled in the motherfucker, bro.
He was cool in the original. He was cool in the original, but I know he got to be super cool now.
Yeah, he's super cool on this one, bro. He the man. Trust me, he the man in the movie. He the man. He the one to take care of the business. Yeah, he covered.
Yeah, man.
He covered. You
know, everybody need that person that they could talk to that keep them grounded and down to earth, you know?
Yeah, real talk.
Yeah. So what is it that you want to say?
About part one, right?
Right.
That I hope it brings families closer together, man. Mother, sons, father, sons. Believe in your children. That's the message. Believe in your children. Don't ignore them. Don't ignore them. Because you can speak things into existence. You can. Because his mother definitely spoke into existence. His mama definitely spoke his whole career into existence.
She sure did.
Yeah, she did.
That's bogus how the producers tried to plan, but you know, that's Chicago crab in a barrel shit. Now look, you know?
Yeah, well, controversy sells too, though.
Yeah, it does. But it's even better, like, if you're on the same page, but, and you know, it's sad that it got to be like that.
Cootie and then one step ahead. They lawyers is in place for all the nonsense. So they one step ahead of all this, man. Yeah.
I already know.
They one step ahead. Oh, my sister watching and my girl Rena watching.
Yeah, Rena. Shout out to Rena, the stylist. You teaching that good cosmetology, girl.
Shout out to Rena. Good job,
Tony
Rena.
Tony Maddox, what up?
I might be next, Rena. I might be next.
Man, you know, it's nothing like having a cool instructor that you can relate to. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, for real.
Because I remember one time I was in barber school. Somebody was like, hey, he don't got the hours, but he got the razor on his face. He was like, ain't it in his face? What I'm going to do when he get home and try to fuck with his face, you know?
Yeah. I was telling him... I know both of them saw the documentary already.
Oh, okay.
But while they on here, I want to say that the crack. Excuse my language. The lady in Leon's barbecue that was begging him for change happens to be one of my closest friends' mother, and I ain't even know that.
Right.
And she is totally rehabilitated, and she's doing great. She is totally changed, you know, woman. That was 20 years ago, 30 years ago. So shout out to her, man. She's a totally different person, clean and sober. Yeah. Want to let everybody know that she's clean and sober now. That lady's totally different now. For real.
That's good. You know, that just show how God works.
Yes.
You know.
It happened to be one of my buddy's mothers, man. He called me the next morning after the documentary came out. So he was like, man, that's my mom. I was like, wow. Okay. That's the same as if you called me and said that. You know what I mean? Like, man, trip me
You'll
out.
You'll be like, what?
Yeah, that's what I did. It's one of my buddies. But like I said, that's her past, man. That's in the 80s. You know, crack came here to destroy us. And, yeah. You know, it tried to get, got a lot of us, our friends and family, you know. Yeah. But today she been cleaning this over, man, for like 15 years. So she totally different person. I want to tell everybody that. While they watch it, for real.
Man, I'm glad it's you crazy. Brought that up. And, you know, that I'm just show you, how powerful God is.
Yeah, bro. But, now, in hindsight, think about this. It's going to kind of hurt her feelings to have to relive this on screen, on the big screen, though. To, and all her friends and family seeing this on the big screen. I could probably understand that would hurt.
Right. Yeah, that's true.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because now the whole world is watching. Like you said, number one stream. So I guess you can look at it both ways, man. We can make it a positive. We can think optimistic and make it a positive out of this. Oprah exactly. Winfrey loved those kind of stories. Oprah Winfrey loved them kind of stories.
Yeah. You know? Yeah.
So that was my message to him. I was like, look, we're going to look at it on the positive. Oprah Winfrey will love that story, buddy. And he said, you know what? That makes sense. So,
yeah, and then they might not even recognize her, you know?
Boy, because of her transformation. Know you, Rodis, your friends and family know you, buddy.
Oh, yeah, I'm just saying.
Your kids know you.
I'm talking about the world.
I know you. I'm talking about. I'd be like, that's Rodis. That's Rodis. I know you. Can't fool me, bro.
Already know.
Nah, bro. And then you can do, man. Like, pray on it. You do pray on it and, you know. Yeah. And something positive will happen from it. Something positive will come from it. That's what's up.
Yeah. Hey, Dorothea, what's up? What's good with you? Yeah, see. Hey, I appreciate you taking this time to sit down with me, broski. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we're going to do it again, man. All Star game's going to come on today, so.
Huh?
The All-Star game already about to come on.
Already got my snacks. Oh, who you got, the East or the West?
I hate this thing. I'm trying to scam.
Well, the Bulls is in the East, right? Bulls in.
I know.
The Bulls is in the East, man. I got to roll with the East.
Yeah, I'm rolling with the East, too. It's more competitive. And,
If the West had Anthony Davis, it'd be a massacre. It looked like you're not playing.
I hate how they be trying to downplay AD. I done seen him play when he was a point guard, when he was like 6'4", and when he
like our god. You know he like our god nephew. You know that, right?
Yeah, man. I don't even want to bring it up. So I'm glad you're on this live, so you can tell people. Please let people know.
Oh yeah. He like our god nephew, man. We went to school with his mom, so I feel like he my little nephew, man. My little god nephew.
Hey, the first time I seen Irina in the gym, she was like, you know, like, that's my son, you know. And I remember her telling Coach C, like, man, I'm going to say this shit for my son.
Right.
That's crazy.
Yeah. You know. I'm still proud of him, man. Hey.
Yeah, man, listen.
Shout out to AD. Hopefully he get well. Shout out to AD. Hopefully he get well, man.
Yeah. It's never good when a player get injured, you know. Like,
I don't wish that on no athlete, man, for real.
Me neither. Because it's hard to come back.
Doretha is online.
Yes, she is. Dante Sampson's sister, we love you.
Word.
We love you, Dorita.
What's going on, Miss Daniel? Shout out. How you doing, Miss Daniel? Davina, I'm sorry, babe. Damn, Davina.
Yeah. I used to cut a boy's hair when I was over east.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's real.
So that's what's up. I just wanted to get on here a little while. I might go over to Instagram to see if I could get you, Cootie, and Math on all together, because they let you get up to four people, you know?
Well, my family got a prayer line going on right now, so they on the prayer line right now. I should be on it, but...
Maybe later. Yeah. But you know I appreciate this, bro.
Okay. Yeah, just hit me up. I got you. And I hit the notification, so whenever you come on, it notify me. So
okay, that's what's up, Z.
It's gonna bing. Whenever you come on, it's gonna bing me up.
Okay. Right. Yeah.
I'm gonna follow you on Instagram. We're gonna holler too.
Okay, no doubt.
I see a lot of people be on the gram more than they do Facebook. I know that.
Yeah, man, it's a lot of people, a lot Cootie. Of listeners.
Cootie be on Instagram. Him, Kenny Cool, they love Instagram.
Yeah, I talked to Kenny Cool the other day, you know, via Messenger.
Yeah. You know. Yeah.
He be checking me out.
Yeah.
You know his word, Playboy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, man, we're going to stay in tune. We got to get Hollis and Danny Decox and them, man. Hey, man, you should have this thing full of K-5s, man. Matthew Payton.
Hey, look, look, check this out. I just did an interview with Hollis maybe like 2 weeks ago about the martial arts stuff, and we was talking about doing a K-5 episode with all of us on the Zoom. Could you imagine that? Every line, every chapter, and we was like, we gotta get Zeke involved, we gotta get Math involved, you know, everybody just reach out, you know. I know Decox lot, you lot, you in tune with everybody.
That's a mini documentary, man, within itself, man, because we the founders of that thing.
Yeah, man.
It's a mini documentary in its own right, that Julian life.
Yes, it was
School Days 2.0, man. We got a story to tell, too, bro.
Hey, I didn't even want to go to Julian, but I'm glad I did.
Man, where was you going to go, bro?
You know, everybody in my neighborhood, they went to Finger, but my mother was like, damn, that shit is not an option, boy.
Oh, man, shout out to mama for not letting you go there, bro. Shout out to moms.
That shit is not an option.
It all go back to mama, boy. See, mama made that right move. See that? We just got to talk about Donda, man. We just got to talk about it.
Hey, when mama, I got to Julian, when I got to Julian, Zeke, every day left and right, I wanted to, man, I thought I had whiplash with so many fine females there, man, when I was a freshman.
Crazy.
You know, so.
Everybody say that about their high school, but no, we telling the truth.
Yes.
I don't even know how we even argued over women, man. That's retarded. It was too many. Why should we even have to argue over women?
Exactly.
It was three for each dude in the school. Why should we even have to argue about women?
Argue by anything, but you know.
Anything. It was too much to go around, bro. Way too much to go around.
But you know, I kicked it with like-minded individuals, so I wasn't never no issue with that. You feel me?
Yeah. Worked out. Hey, you said you wanted to have a Steelers color. I forgot you was a Steelers fan. I'm glad your buddy, Brian, I'm glad he bust you out, man. I meant to get on you about that. I'm a diehard Bear, man. You know that, right?
I know that. Hey, Zeke, why Brian a K-5? He like a fourth generation K-5.
Shout out to B. What up, B? Hey, check this out. The dude, Scoochie G, went to Thornwood and played K-5, man, in like 90, 3.
That's hey, the dude I like his music.
Like. Yeah, I like his music. Yeah, K5, bro. He came in the shop. He was and threw up the sign. I was like, oh, what you know about that? He had no idea I was the founder though. He had no idea.
Yeah, man. Man, yeah, he good people,
though. Dude coolest. And yeah. He cook his ass off. He's a chef too on the side.
Oh, that's what's up. Hey, I'm always down for some good catering.
Yeah, I'm a link. We gotta link up, bro. He jerked turkeys for Thanksgiving and all that. He do all that.
Yeah, I wanted one. I couldn't find nobody.
Yeah, I'm gonna link him up with us.
Okay.
We got Michelle Hubbard in the building. What's up, Shelly?
What up, Shelly? How you doing, girl?
Shelly, what up? Yep. Class of 92, B.
Yeah, man.
What's up, bro? Man. Hey, Brian, that's bro. That's damn. That's look. We created it in '86, so if it lasted to '92, man, hey, that's bombed out, bro.
Hey, it might still be some K5s at Julian right now.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Michelle, Miss Hubbard, good to see you, Miss Hubbard, on deck. All right, we were just talking about the Kanye West documentary a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. Like I never met Kanye either, but like we all know people in the circles. Like our brother Cootie, he shot the documentary. You know.
Yeah. Hey man, we gonna use your platform, man, to holler at each other.
Oh no.
George
man.
In the building too, man. George in the building too, G. What up, G?
Hey, you know G?
I do not, because he tuning in. He hollering at us.
Hey, he about that barber life, and he a spitter too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What's up? All right. We gonna snap for your platform, man. We gonna jump it.
There's a lot of stuff, man.
We need to talk about, man. We gotta stay in tune. A lot of stuff we need to talk about, though.
No doubt. I'm gonna probably slide up there probably like Wednesday when I get off, you know, since I teach.
See, Michelle already said, let's do the Jaguar for Life documentary. Hey, we might as well, everybody else doing documentaries. You might as well.
Great minds think alike.
Oh yeah, for real. Because she know herself. It's a story, man. Shout out to Spike Lee. He the one sent us off. You know that, don't you?
Yeah, he did.
Spike Lee sent us off, man.
Yeah, he did. Yeah,
shout out to Spike Lee. Spike Lee is really our godfather, Julian's god, because without him, we wouldn't have snapped like that. We went hard. Because school days, we went hard.
It was sort of like shopping, too, because everybody was put, you know, like, it's just like going grocery shopping. All the eggs was together, you know. All the apples was together, all the oranges was together when everybody created their own entities, you know what I mean? K-5.
Can you imagine how much money Spike Lee put in the black college's pocket? Because he sent us all to college, man. He sent us.
Yeah,
Spike Lee should have got some money from the black colleges because he sent us, bro. We was gone.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he sent us, bro. Nobody wanted to stay home.
You know how many student loans that boy, Spike Lee, man, got student loans crazy. We out went crazy, man, because of Spike Lee, bro. Shout out.
Hey, it's nothing like going away to school. It's like, at my school, it was like 15 girls to every one dude.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, man.
Okay.
Some of these shorties, they need to know, like, school is cool, but I'm for the trades. You know what I mean?
Well, this is my message to the shorties, because, you know, we mess with a lot of them in our profession. Look, just tell them you can go to school anytime. Go when you ready, not just because you're 18. Go when you're ready. You could go at 25, 30. Ain't no age limit when you can go, but at least you'll be serious when you do go.
Exactly, and school don't necessarily make you smart. If you're intelligent, you're intelligent.
Well, it'll keep them out of trouble, so I ain't knocking school. At least it'll keep them out of trouble, bro.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I mean? Keep them out of trouble. Then they're going to meet people from other cities and other states that...
And you can network.
Network, yeah. So I'll send them to school, but make sure they're ready. Don't just go because you're 18. Go when you're ready mentally. You know what I mean? It's like having a baby. We all can have a baby at 16, 17, but why not have it when you're ready? You know what I mean? Mentally ready and financially ready. You see what I'm saying? It's a difference.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I know all about that.
Right, for sure. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I ain't going to just send my daughter, but she going anyway. So I shout out to my baby. She going to Malcolm X, bro. She go to Malcolm X. So everybody out there, if y'all know somebody at Malcolm X, look out for my baby.
Hey, what's she taking? My wife, she actually teach the skills lab at Malcolm X. She's the lab coordinator. Yeah.
Is that a requirement for all freshmen and sophomores?
Is she going? It depends on what she's going for. Nursing, phlebotomy.
She's going for mortuary science.
Oh yeah, that's a good field right there. But I don't think she'll come in contact with my wife, but just shoot me your daughter's name.
Just to know her anyway. Just to know her as a mentor anyway.
Right, exactly. Just shoot me her name offline, and then I got you from there.
Michelle Hubbard said, what involvement we got? Our best friend from high school, he is the director, Cootie. Our best friend from high school.
Right.
That's our buddy. Well, right. me and Cootie got more history. I've been cutting his hair for 30 years, so me and Cootie got a little more history, man, you know? Till he went bald-headed, I was his barber for 30 years till he went bald-headed.
Exactly. So,
yeah. Me and Cootie go way back. But we was just proud of him. Michelle, we just on here talking about how proud of him we are, because he narrated it too. And I even cracked the joke at this premiere. I asked him, I was like, man, who taught you English like that? Who was your English teacher, Julian, bro? Shout out to his English teacher, Julian. We're going to give a shout out to Cootie's English teacher, Julian, man.
Hey, I had English with him.
Okay, who is your English teacher? We need to give a shout out because
Shout out to Miss Harrell. You was in there too, Zeke.
Miss Harrell. And I had Miss Alexander. And that was my baby. Miss Alexander was my baby.
But you had English 4 years.
Miss Alexander, yeah. I never had Miss Harrell. But shout out to Miss Alexander. She wrote in my yearbook, "You have the potential to do great things." I never forgot it, bro, in my yearbook. Well, go get your yearbook and listen to some of this stuff your teacher said about you, bro. And half of it came true, bro. Get your yearbook out, man. Listen to this. And look at some of y'all friends. My buddy Big Phil told me, as long as you keep being neat, you're going to be my boy, Zeke. And that was so corny. I had to tell Phil about that. As long as you
keep
being neat.
Shout out to Phil, my man.
He nursing his leg right now. He had a little knee problem. He nursing his leg, but he all good.
Yeah, man. Hey, when I get the K-Files to come on my show, boy, I got some stories, man. I got one. It's so embarrassing. I can only tell it among the guys.
Or do you want to save it for the documentary?
It could go easy.
Spoiler alert.
I know, right? It could go either way. It could go either way.
Right.
Yeah. Man. Yeah.
She said she had Miss Dryer, huh? Honest English. Oh, okay.
Go ahead, Michelle. All
right.
Go ahead.
Yeah, shout out to Miss Alexander. But we got to give all our teachers a shout out from Julian, man. That's what we need to do.
Mr. Brister just died.
I know.
One of my friends from grammar school who went to Julian with us. Shout out to Valerie Beck.
Look at that, bro. Michelle said Phil taught her kids grammar school. Phil, they teach you. You see why this podcast is so crazy, brother?
Yeah. I already know.
Yeah, bro.
Hey, I could never picture Phil. He always saw the silver lining and everything.
He loves children, man. It's amazing he don't have any, and he loves them. Yeah. That's a good thing.
Yeah.
He actually cares about them. I mean, we had teachers like that back in the day.
Yeah.
Actually cared about them, you know?
Yeah.
I'm one of those. My buddy, Big Phil.
Yeah, man. Yeah. So.
Man, they need more male. Phil told me they need more male teachers, man. It's like one male teacher in every school.
Yeah, so like at my school, it's only like three male teachers at my school. Two more.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, they need more. You need more male teachers. I should have did that too, bro. I swear I should.
Hey, even if you go into the barber thing and you know, you keep good point guards around you through coaching, you know, you get to teach as well too. The parents could be rough though.
Yeah.
That could be rough. But it's about the mission, man. So is there anything you want to lead the people? Cause they could have kicked me off of here.
Love everybody. Believe in yourself and your kids. Shout out to Cootie once again for the documentary. And shout out to Baratis for this podcast. We're going to blow it up too. Watch.
Yeah, man. You know what? Y'all going to put the fuel on it to make it a volcano because it's doing good. But I know it could do much better than it already.
Michelle, Brian, everybody that holler at us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Peace, y'all. We out of here.
Love.